Hello, today the church celebrates the memorial of Our Lady of the Rosary, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great, and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The Rosary calls us to reflect on the amazing mysteries of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Scripture depicts Mary as a profoundly contemplative person. In the second chapter of Luke's Gospel, in response to the words of the shepherds, it's said that Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Again, in response to the words of the child Jesus to her in the temple, Luke says that Mary kept all these things in her heart. Luke depicts Mary as a meditative person, reflecting deeply on all that was happening in the life of her son. So Mary exemplifies the manner of mind and heart that we are invited to bring to the praying of the Rosary. In praying the Rosary, we treasure and contemplate the key moments in the life of Jesus in this world, and his going forth from this world to his Father. Mary not only reflected on what God was doing in the words and deeds of Jesus, but she surrendered herself to what God was doing, as shown by her response to the visit of the angel Gabriel, when she says, "May it be done to me according to your word." Like Mary, may we too reflect upon all that God is doing in the words and actions of Jesus. And also like Mary, may we surrender ourselves more fully to God's will in our lives, thus becoming more fully the people God made us to be.